All right, let me jump into my Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that I do this every day. I prepare for the show. This one I actually did, and I actually put part of it into a written format that got published today on 1819 News and has already been sent out around the state to other publishing sites that are going to put it out, I'm sure, over the next few days. I call this one God Will Not Be Mocked. So in 1946, German Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller, he gave a speech that some have called a great confession, or a lament. The Nazis had risen to power and incrementally had purged Germany of those who they deemed unfit. Jews were the primary, but other groups were targeted as well. If a section of society did not fit the mold, they were isolated, mocked, diminished, and then too often exterminated. It was done on a wholesale level. But it started with silence. Niemöller, in his speech, said this. He said, first they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Think about what that means. I mean, this is not even about communists and trade unionists and socialists. It's what it's saying there is, if people stand idly by and just say nothing, it ramps up. I have to wonder right now if we're seeing an attack on Christianity that needs to be addressed. It doesn't take much time to wonder. The answer is yes. I'm going to tell you right now that Christians had better wake up, stand up, and speak up, or you will find that there's no one left to speak for us. This past weekend at the Olympics was a crowning achievement in the polarization of Christianity as the, quote, intolerant bunch of Puritans who don't deserve to be respected. CNN, they were flustered and giddy, gushing out that the 2024 Olympic Games promised an opening ceremony unlike anything other, and it delivered. A Paris party on a Friday night, they said. Is that what it was? No. It was a dystopian pagan nightmare on the Seine River. Olympic ceremonies are typically lavish. They're designed to inspire. They go all in, celebrating on the world stage as premier athletes come together to compete on behalf of their nation. The traditional parade of flags has been a staple since the 1908 Olympic Games in London. Athletes march together carrying the flag of their nation and celebrate their years of training, culminating in one of the grandest of celebrations. France was not to be outdone for 2024, and then it got weird. This year's parade of flags floated down the Seine River in pouring rain. 85 boats carried the athletes and their flags for the onset of the nearly four-hour montage of postmodernism. And then a single, faceless rider on a pale horse just seemed to ride across the waters. Shades of Revelation 6:8 came to mind. Don't tell me they didn't know. But the night had only just begun. The show shifted then to the Palais de Justice, where a metal band played from various balconies while a very convincingly beheaded Marie Antoinette sang to the crowd. And when I say convincingly, I mean it. Her bloody head sang while being held by her headless body, while faux blood fell in streamers on the crowd. Yeah. But the coup de grace came with the March of the Transgenders. In an event that rivaled any scenes from the Hunger Games, 18 drag queens performed a parody of The Last Supper. Yeah, you heard me. The Last Supper. With Jesus. With the Eiffel Tower in the background, an odd assortment of writhing, bizarrely clad figures gathered behind a long table. A bearded dude in lingerie and large breasts sang a seductive song because, well, you know, that just made sense, right? At the center of the disturbing mosh was one ornately clad figure wearing a large silver halo, making the heart sign with his, her, its hands, while the rest of the gaudy disciples struck poses reminiscent of Da Vinci's portrayal of Christ's Last Supper in the upper room with the actual disciples. But they weren't done. They weren't done at all. A large gold-plated serving tray came to rest right in front of the mockery of the Last Supper, and when the cover rose ceremonially, the world was treated to a man, naked but for the slightest of foliage, his whole body painted blue with dustings of gold, and a bright yellow beard. And then the naked Smurf guy sang a song, sort of, in what is already being referred to as the blue scrotum performance. The whole thing was like epic cringeworthy, bizarre, tasteless. The focus was never once on the athletes who had trained for years and traveled from afar for the honor of competition. It was instead on hedonism, paganism, with every effort made to shock the sensibilities and offend the faith of billions. I mean, who came up with this? What planning sessions were actually given to devising this gawkish, pretentious assault on the senses? What were the discussions that actually led to this debacle of debauchery? I mean, can you imagine being in that boardroom? Okay, guys, here's the plan. Let's do something where we capture a scene from the Christian faith, but let's do it with half-naked fake people snaking around like a visual acid trip, and we'll call it art. Woohoo! Everybody good with that? Don't worry about the Christians. It's going to be magical. Well, a guy named Thomas Jolly is the artistic director for the Paris Olympics, and he effusively stated, quote, "Above all, I want this ceremony to include everyone. We must all celebrate this diversity." Yeah, everyone except Christians, members of the world's largest religion. Elon Musk, he posted on X, he said, quote, "This was extremely disrespectful to Christians." But my friends, I believe that was the purpose. Let's just imagine what it would have been like had a group of transgender influencers decided to do a B-roll mockery of Muhammad or Buddha. Paris would be on fire right now. But this one thing I do know, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. That's Galatians 6:7. Look, I'm glad to say the worldwide outrage has been pretty significant. Even non-Christians were shocked and put out by it. And then the crawfishing began. A pseudo-apology by the artistic director who basically said, well, I'm sorry if someone was offended. Oh, you're sorry if we were offended. Basically, it's our fault for being offended. He's just sorry for us, but not about us. And then came the gaslighting. It's not the Last Supper, you silly Christians. It's just an ode to the Greek god Dionysus. You know, the one who celebrates drunkenness, revelry, fertility, insanity, and ritual madness. Oh, good. So it wasn't about Jesus? Just about everything the opposite of Jesus. Okay, great. Well, that makes it all better to know the parade of alternative jackassery was not really mocking our faith, just mocking what our faith is designed to save us from. Look, I'm not buying it. In the end, this freak show had nothing to do with celebrating the hard work and the athletic skill of Olympic athletes. It was all about shock value, about showing the world they could care less about our faith and our values. And how do I know, by the way? Because they said so. The lady at the center of the fake Last Supper is self-identified obese, genderqueer, DJ and butch performer Barbara Butch, that's her name, who posted on her own social media a picture of their performance superimposed over the image of the Last Supper, calling it the New Gay Testament! Exclamation point. Another of the group, French drag queen who goes by the name Pichet, claims that art is supposed to divide and move people. Oh, I thought it was about diversity and inclusiveness. But now it's about dividing and moving people. He claimed there was no provocation. Quote, it's a biblical representation that has been reused in pop culture for decades. It's never really been a problem. It's just because it's queers and drag queens who use that representation that it bothers them. Well, yeah. Look, they did it. They could care less. They wanted to divide. They chose to use a scene from Christianity to do it. They called it art, and they told you to get over yourself. So let's be clear. This was not art. This was not even about the Olympics. This was designed to be an in-your-face affront. But really, it was even more than that. It was a spit in the eye to Christianity. It was an assault on the senses designed to shock and to flagrantly denigrate the faith that makes us whole. Christians the world over should make their thoughts known about the sham that was the 2024 opening ceremony. But in the end, it's the portrayers and not the portrayed who's going to be at a loss. See, God will not be mocked. But we had also better speak out, or we may find out one day that there is no one left to speak for us when they come for us. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, it was a mess, and I'm not buying it. I've got all my trolls right now. I had one of the most viral posts I've ever put on Twitter, and all the trolls are like, Phil, it was about the Greek god Dionysus. No, it wasn't. The blue guy may have been, but the rest of it was the Last Supper, and you know it was because they said it was. And you can't tell me there was anything about it that was tasteful, or that for that matter had to do with sports. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.